Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As school districts across the country wrap up this school year, many are figuring out how to get kids back in the classroom full time this fall. And many will have to. Today, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced on MSNBC all public schools will open in September with in-person learning only, no more remote and Zoom. In Oakland, California, the Unified School District is still working on an agreement with teachers about in-person learning in the fall. But school surveys show that many Black and brown parents in the Bay Area are more reluctant about in-person learning than white parents. As Sarah Hosseini of member station KQED reports, many of those parents say what they need to feel safe is more information.
Ryan Austin is waiting in line for a COVID-19 vaccine at the Center of Hope Community Church in Oakland. Austin's son, Onyx, is a first grade student in a public school. She says many African Americans she knows don't trust systems that have let them down, be it health or education.
I need trusted folks, people that I know, people that I live with, I work with, that I see daily in the community to give me the information that gives me assurance.
Just like when Austin was considering whether or not to get vaccinated, she's aware of the coronavirus's disproportionate impact on people of color. According to the CDC, Latinos and Black people face a higher risk of dying from COVID-19 than white people. So after talking it over with informed members of her family and community, Austin decided to get her shot. And that's in part affected how she's thinking about the return to in-person learning in Oakland.
How do you feel about the district just saying, like, well, Black and brown people don't want to come back?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's the same argument that they have about vaccinations. Black and brown people just don't want to get vaccinated, which is not true. If you're not doing the work to reach out to people in culturally relevant ways, you're going to miss them every time.
Austin says she doesn't expect to get the testimonies she's looking for from fellow parents, teachers, even kids, until the schools are actually open. So until then, she'll keep Onyx home to learn remotely.
I'm just not ready to put him in an experimental environment.
Oakland Unified surveys showed that only about half of Black and Latino parents were inclined to send their kids back to classrooms this spring. The figures were even lower among Asian parents. Meanwhile, more than 75% of white parents opted for in-person learning. A Unified spokesperson says the district hosted a series of online informational sessions about COVID and school safety, specifically for African American and Latino families. And in some cases, schools reached out to parents directly. But some parents say the information they received didn't provide a clear idea of what reopening would look like at their schools.
Really, I need explanation how are they prepared to do it? Do they have an option to put A, B, C? I don't think they do.
Matthias Lewell has two children in Oakland Public Schools. He believes the best place for them is in school. At home, they speak the Ethiopian language of Amharic. He's worried about the learning and socialization in English they're missing out on. But his children's school doesn't have a playground, let alone ventilation and space.
It's like an office building in downtown Oakland. And to have those 6 feet distancing, it's not going to be possible.
Claudia Guzman says she's worried about the prospect of kids going back unvaccinated, as well as whether her son can keep up with all the safety measures.
When they go in, they're going to have a mask on the whole time. But I think it might be hard for him to have a mask all day. I don't even think they're going to play on the playground. So being at home seems better to me, even though I know he's not concentrating as much as he should be.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Monica Gandhi of the University of California, San Francisco, says California ranked among the slowest states to begin returning kids to the classroom. She says it didn't need to be that way.
I keep on thinking how much we missed the boat from the beginning about community-based messaging and people messaging who look like communities that are struggling with both COVID-19 and the public health response to it.
Gandhi says more than a year into the pandemic, state leaders should do a better job of addressing safety concerns and conveying the benefits of being back in classrooms, where kids can tap into essential services and skills, from sharing and decision-making to socialization and exercise. What would that approach look like? Gandhi says it'd start with the governor and state public health officials.
I keep on thinking it's TV in a way, because they have the ability to be on TV all the time. I mean, that's why the president of the United States has such a powerful platform. And so there's a lot of publicity that can occur from the state level.
Gandhi said it would also include enlisting trusted folks who live within communities to share information. California Public Health Department officials said in a statement that communicating that information with school communities through local education and public health partners has been a top priority, and a recent state law will fund more direct outreach to families and schools. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Hosseini.